That's correct. You're listening to 95 BFM Drive. It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon here in Tamaki. I'm very lucky to be joined by the one and only Dave Borry from El Hotel. Kia ora, Dave. How are you?
Kia ora, Rosetta. How's it going?
Thanks for having me on the show. I'm so good. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, no, my pleasure. You know, it's always good to be on the real kings and queens of alternative radio in New Zealand.
That's a big compliment coming from you, Dave. People might know you from your days at Radio 1 down in Otepoti. It's really exciting to be talking to you about some of your music as well. We've got this brilliant new single called Dead Ends.
Yes. No, it's it feels so, so good to actually have it out there. I'm sure you'll know this too. Like, when you've got a project or something you're working on and like everything's done, but you just have to wait to get it out. It felt so good last Friday to just put it out there to the world, you know?
It's like a little kid waiting for Christmas or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Gorgeous. The song has this really cool sort of pop punk driving feeling to it. I'm really interested to hear about some of your sort of influences or where the sound of El Hotel comes from for you.
Yeah, well, we I'd say Jono, who's our guitarist and main songwriter, we have a pretty similar Venn diagram of what we listen to, but I'd say like the biggest influence from El Hotel previous to this song was the Kooks, the English band that do like Naive, and they just played Electric Ave. And then a few years into El Hotel, we got Mitchell Sizemore, who used to be in Hot Donners, and they're sort of a heavier like hard rock band. And with that influence of Mitch, he enabled us to go into these like heavier sounds and experiment a bit more, because he would like bring these ideas to the band and we'd be like, oh yeah, we really like that. We would have never thought about going that direction on our own. So that's been really fun. And that one of the great things about this song is it like really leans into the sort of pop punkier influences that I love. Like, I grew up listening to Blink-182 and, you know, Newfound Glory and stuff like that. So it's so, so cool to have a song that leans really into that fun, I guess.
So fun, so much fun. And of course, with your background in student radio as well, it must feel sort of funny to be on the other side in some way.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Because I feel like when I was at Radio 1, like, El Hotel would get playlisted, but I was always a little bit trepidatious booking interviews. Well, one, because we never really actually released that much stuff, I guess. Mm. And two, I didn't want to be too lean into the nepotism too much.
Yeah, right.
So it is really, really nice, like, being involved in it on the artist side. And also, like, after moving to Melbourne, I really miss the SRN and being involved in Aotearoa alternative radio. So that is, it's very indulgent for me to be here now. So I appreciate you for having me on.
Oh, of course. I mean, all of the success that El Hotel is seeing is so well-deserved. No nepotism here.
You're too kind.
It's honest love for beautiful music. There's four of you. So are you all sort of spread around now and based across the ditch, some of you and some of you back home?
Yeah, well, I just realised now, I'm about 5 minutes walk from Mitchell's flat at the moment in Melbourne, and Gus, our drummer, he has just recently moved to Melbourne as well. And actually, our old drummer, Fred, he lives in Melbourne too, so we're sort of just waiting on Jono to
make his way over there.
To make his way, and he's here next week, but he's about to go, you know, travel the world for quite a few months, so we're probably not looking at a reunion or a show anytime soon, but like deep down, it is all I wish for, you know?
But it's not stopping you from making, releasing more music, because we're expecting an EP, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. No, hell no. We recorded an EP last year, and then we have never really been good at releasing stuff unless we had a fire, or even we've never been good at like playing shows unless we had like a fire lit under our ass. So that fire this time around was the New Zealand On Air funding, which I feel like whenever an artist applies for it, at least in our instance, we're like, we'll never get this, but we'll apply for it. Good just to practice. We got it. And then it was like, oh shit, we have to like put so much more production and like effort into everything now, which is really good, because we, you know, we've been working with the wonderful Knick Knack Media to promote the release as well, which has been excellent. Their patience knows no bounds. And we work with a Scrambler NZ, a video production company for a music video And these are all things that we kind of dreamed about but never had the agency to do before the NZ On Air funding. So thank you to the beautiful, kind overlords at New Zealand On Air for facilitating that.
Amazing. We do have to talk about this video. It might be my favourite part of this whole release. It's so bloody funny. And as as a woman who grew up around a lot of lads playing rugby, I just appreciate it so much. Talk to me about how this idea came about for you guys.
So the song's kind of about that. Well, I guess if you're looking like really into it, the song's about like not, you know, you don't have to be constrained to the expectations that other people put on you. Mm-hmm. And in this music video, we went to Wade from Scrambler, and he just made this, you know, this draft, or what do you call it? He storyboarded this whole thing of like, Jono's this guy on a rugby team and his dad really wants him to like be the star, but Jono sort of doesn't really want to do that. He's not really like a rugby guy, and it is playing on those, you know, sort of masculine traits in rugby that I'm not really a fan of. And like, we're in the band, like Mitch loves rugby, but none of us ever really played, and we're pretty like, I wouldn't say we're athletes by any stretch of the word. So it
You don't become a band that gets New Zealand On Air funding by being picked first in the sports team.
That's true. That's 100% true. So yeah, we like Wade came to us with this awesome storyboard, and we're like, this is perfect. We get to like play into that fantasy of actually being on a rugby team. You know, we never had that opportunity, so we just got a bunch of our friends. We wanted to have a lot of people involved, but the time we recorded the video was in December, so a lot of people weren't in Ōtiporti. But we got all of our friends who were there, and it was just like genuinely the most fun day of being in our hotel ever. It was so heartwarming, and just it was just fun. Everyone was laughing the whole day. We had sore lips from smiling and laughing after it all.
That's amazing. That's so wholesome. The music video is very epic. Everybody should definitely go and check it out. And stay tuned for some exciting stuff, an EP coming up. Do we have any idea of when that might be?
Yeah, it won't be far off. I think we've got two more songs, so we'll probably just do like release the EP with the next single. And what did Jono say? Jono was on Radio 1 yesterday morning, and he said April.
Okay.
By April. So we got four to 6 weeks, and you'll have it. And we're super, super excited.
Cool.
To get it out now.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Dave, for chatting. It's been such a pleasure to learn more about the lore of El Hotel. I think we should listen to Dead Ends to finish things off with.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much. And just once more, I can't thank enough Wade and his production team from Scrambler, NZ On Air, and Knick Knack Media. And our friends and family that were in the music video. So thank you so much, Rosetta. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Dave. Ka kite.
Ka kite.